Well, welcome to My Neighbour. My name's Ian.
And I'm Nikki.
And this is a Ghibli and other anime style type podcast.
Mainly Ghibli.
That we've not done for a little while.
Of Ghibli.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, we do it. We're just not very regular on this one.
Like.
This is usually a few months in between.
Well, we're going to try and speed it up a bit.
You say this.
It was always meant to be monthly.
Yeah.
And it should continue to be monthly.
Yes.
And if you just listen to all these episodes, you'd be like, oh.
They've only got to like number four.
No, five or six. Could I say hello to all the listeners, because there is a heck of a lot of you out there.
Hello.
Loving the Ghibli Ghibli world.
Yes. Do we have to do both? Because there is
we'll
the
just
two
call it
camps.
Both.
Ghibli, I don't Ghibli. Think it matters.
Ghibli Ghibli.
Because I call it Ghibli, but a lot of people call it Ghibli, and it doesn't matter. It still means what it
I
means.
Prefer Ghibli, but then that's because that's what you taught me, I suppose. We've probably talked about this before, so let's continue.
We have it in the first episode, in fact.
So what movie are we talking about today?
We are talking about Pompoko.
Yeah. This is odd, this one, isn't
it? Well, it was one I've always wanted to get you to watch.
Why?
Because I
I'm already laughing.
I watched it a long time ago, and it made me chuckle. But it's also so sad, and at the minute, very, very relevant.
We'll get to that.
We will. But yes, there's parts of it which are funny, and I love the fact that it's being portrayed. But it is from Japanese folklore, so that's okay.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Well, any story's okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, I wasn't saying that. So there's a reason why it's in there.
So it came out on July the 6th, 1994.
Yes.
Directed by Aseo Takahata and also written by.
Yes.
What are you saying for?
Just you and your voices.
Takahata is one of those names. You just gotta go with it. It flows.
It is a flowing name.
It's a lovely name.
It doesn't flow when it comes out of you, though, does it? Let's be honest. But carry on.
Anyway. So the story, let's talk about the animals involved.
Yes.
First of all.
Yes.
They are raccoons.
Dogs. They're raccoon dogs.
Raccoon dogs.
They
correct.
Didn't have that in our, if you listen to the English dub, they refer to them as raccoons.
Which,
they're not, they're raccoon dogs. Which is quite obvious, I think, if you know what a raccoon dog looks like. And they don't have raccoons in them.
No, Japan, I think that feels dogs. More centered towards the American audience.
Yeah, probably.
And Canadian, where raccoons are prevalent over there, aren't they? So. That's what that felt like.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the name?
Pompoko.
Yeah.
I've got it.
We've got
it.
Look
here.
At this. I was meaning that for you to talk like you knew what you were talking about, aren't you?
I'm never going to lie to my listeners. So Pompoko, it means the sound of tanuki, which is what the raccoon dogs are. It's their species. Like you've got kitsune, which are foxes, that can change. And tanuki are the raccoon dogs that can change. And it's basically the sound of them drumming their own bellies, which I love.
Which is a form of tanuki bayashi.
Well done. Yeah. I'm pleased you pronounced that.
Which is a strange phenomenon of sound told about in legends across Japan.
Yes.
Notice I'm reading Wikipedia here.
I was going to say, are you on Wikipedia now?
In the middle of the night, there are musical sounds like flutes or drums heard out of nowhere.
Fantastic.
Which you would hear these odd noises, wouldn't you, in the forests, especially in Japan.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It'd be very different to the UK-based forests, I'm guessing.
What, foxes that sound like someone's being murdered? They just scream in the night, and hedgehogs, when they're a little bit amorous in spring, sound like little old men in your garden, breathing heavy. Yes.
So with the folklore as well, they go on about the tanuki transforming.
Yes.
And merging into whatever form they feel like, which this film goes into.
Yes, because they'd lost that ability in the film. So they had to rediscover it when, basically, their forests are starting to be destroyed, aren't they?
Yes.
For a development, Tanuka Hills? Tama Hills. So they start losing their forests, which means they have to fight back.
They have to fight for the right.
To party, because they are mischievous and fun-loving, and they do get stopped a lot by food.
They do. This is very much my life.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to them.
So the film opens up, let's go into that, about the a warring collection of raccoon dogs, essentially.
Yes.
And there's a big battle scene where this is where you see them in their sort of different forms, don't you?
Yes.
They initially look like your normal everyday
raccoon dog.
And then transform into human-based raccoon dogs, I suppose, the best way of putting
clothes.
Them. Yeah. Yep. Samurai outfits and so forth.
Yep.
With quite an entertaining battle.
Yes.
Between a pair of them. Mm-hmm. And do we see... Now, let's deal with the elephant in the room. Why are you putting your head down?
I'm fine.
Scrotum.
There's scrotums. There's definitely scrotums in this.
Do we see them at the start
yes.
here, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes. So let's talk scrotum.
Right.
Explain to me why.
Well, in the English dub, they're called raccoon pouches. But yes, the scrotums are used to help them transform. So they can, well, some of them can stretch them very long, largely. But they can, yeah, they put them over themselves to transform.
Yeah. Exactly. That's how
we're I'm leaving it there.
So, talking, females won't understand this, but I'm going to just talk as a male.
Oh, God.
That this is quite factual. Males do grab their scrotums. Majority.
Do you know, transform you into something?
You can get it
I don't want to have this
you can't fly.
Right. Thank God.
But you can get it to, you know, it's like a bed sheet all scrumpled up.
Okay, thank you for that.
So, if I could fly with said scrotum, I probably would.
Okay.
Or do whatever you want to do with
it. Or transform. If it was like...
Or transform.
So, yeah.
No, see, I want to fly with it.
You want to fly?
Flap it. And fly away.
Wow.
Don't look at me like that.
Well, I'm looking at you like that.
I'm sorry, but you sold this movie to me based on... Scrotum.
On
so
scrotums,
you can't
yeah.
look at me like this and talk to me like I'm some fool.
Back to the story.
Yes, let's go back to the story. So they start fighting,
yeah.
But then an older raccoon dog. I'm just going to call them raccoons because it's easier.
No, you can't. The matriarch,
she jumps
the old lady, Oroku.
This is pointless.
I love the fact that her name means old fireball.
Okay.
I love that because that is what she is. I'd like to say she's in charge, but... She's not. Because the men are just talk over everyone.
Well, I think it's not just the men, though, is it? They all talk
yeah,
over
there,
each
there's
other.
No real leadership, is there? They're all trying. But, yeah, they get stopped a lot.
So they have the meeting to discuss what they're going to do about it. And, it felt like a meeting of nobody having any idea of what
but
to do.
But they've never been in this
They're just
position,
wild animals. This is the thing at the end of the day. And so they decide to... relearn the transforming science, essentially.
Well, yes, because they start a resistance against the
humans.
Humans. So, which does... I mean, it doesn't shy away from the fact they kill some people. Or the fact that some of them get killed. You know, it doesn't... There's no... For all the laughter and everything with it, the message underlying is very, very dark.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We'll come to that shortly. But they do have a boot camp where they start teaching the...
Yes, yeah, so like to turn into like a cauldron and stuff, don't they? And
only so many
yes,
do
not
well.
Everyone
not
everyone can do
not
it.
Not every no. raccoon dog. Now, that's just made me think. The UK dub, the person who does the UK dub
yes.
is the kid from Home Improvement.
Thank you
just
for that.
Just have to say that.
And everyone's gone... Oh, that's
that
where I've heard
one,
them.
Yes. Doesn't sound anything like him because
no.
it's like 10 years after he was a kid. But,
so he's an adult now.
Well, he is now, obviously. But yeah, just thought I'd tell you that.
Thank you very
anyway.
Much.
Continue. It's important information.
Yes, dear.
I wanted to see if we could get him on the show to interview and it
yeah.
didn't really happen.
No.
But that's why I know.
Yes.
That's why I know these
yeah.
things.
We are trying to get...
That's something we
want to
do, actually. We
yeah.
want to try and get some interviews of... actors that are involved or we're never going to get the Japanese
oh, no.
side of the
no.
Ghibli.
But yeah, we could get, hopefully, maybe. We'll give it a go anyway.
Yeah,
we'll give it a go.
Let's grab one line. Hey, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So they practice that, but then, as you said, they do then try and hijack some supply trucks from the construction area, which does kill
yes
some drivers.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting. I suppose death, although they do stop and think about the people they've killed, it's not really an issue, is it?
No.
Even when some of them die, it's not a big thing, really.
They don't dwell on it
no.
that much, do they?
Which a lot of movies would do. Like, Disney movie, or for example, just, you know, an animal's treated like a human, where in this, the animals do act like
animals
would do. Oh, he's dead. Oh, sad. Right, move on. We've got to live ourselves. Mm. We've got to just get on with it.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting, actually. And a clever bit of writing, which sort of fits in towards the end of the film.
Yes.
As well, the whole feel of it.
Mm.
So, essentially, they keep trying to attack the humans, but it doesn't work in the end. No. The humans come back.
Yep.
Keep working away.
Yep.
Building up this city.
Yep. So in desperation, they think they need three masters of transformation, don't they? So they send three messengers off to the far reaches of Japan to find these three masters.
Which is going
to
take
years. Well, years go by, doesn't it? And they keep doing what they can, but it's not really, it doesn't get them anywhere. They're no further forward, are they?
So they start trying to scare them during this time, don't they?
They got them like transforming into children, wasn't it? And they scared them in that those construction workers, so they all leave. But again, just bussing another load the next day, don't
Different
they?
People, yeah. Yeah. So then eventually they do find one of the masters.
Mm-hmm. Then they have to have a discussion and they have to talk about it. There's a lot of discussing.
There's a lot of discussing, which
years.
Is like committees in the human side of things as well. You just discuss, you get nowhere.
Yeah.
Discuss, get nowhere.
Yeah.
It is almost copying that whole business ethic and the way things go in real life. Mm. Which again is a weird crossover of the human to the animal.
Yes, right? Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
It's weird.
It is a weird thing. But finally, three masters turn up.
The three sages of Shikoku.
Shiroku?
Yeah, that one. Shikoku.
Shikoku, yeah.
So they come as three old men, because obviously they are
masters.
Well, you've
got one old one. You've got one with glasses, haven't you? Like a middle... And then you've got, like, the buff one.
And they come up with an idea.
Yeah.
Which is followed by a massive party.
yes, yet again. So they come up with the whole ghost parade idea.
Yes.
To try and scare them, the people of the town that's happening.
So the ghost parade that they create, now then, was it really scary? Did you feel the animation on this part? It didn't.
It was also shown in the people's reaction to it.
Well, it was,
they
got
this fantastic carnival, didn't they? Or as what it happened later, what they actually thought it was. So no, it didn't have the desired effect.
I don't know whether this is my thing. Was it designed to look silly?
No, it was designed to scare them.
I was trying to work out that.
It was designed to scare them.
Yeah.
But it didn't, because when you got to think, these masters are from these islands which don't have any development, so, and they're still worshipped. So they're bringing the old, not old fashioned, but the old tradition into a more modern place where people aren't so in tune or would react in the same way as, say, a more traditional settlement. So they've got television now, they've got, it's...
True, I suppose,
So they're just going to go, wow, look at this spectacle.
Which is what they did. People lined the streets like a carnival almost.
Yeah.
There was some funny little scenes within that.
Yes, the drunk person. I like that bit.
But yeah, so they do that and it doesn't work.
No, and then one of the elders dies.
He does, doesn't he?
He uses all his energy up to do this. So that's when it all falls apart then.
Yeah.
Because they haven't got that energy going.
And they have a little party to say goodbye.
Yes.
As usual.
Yeah. But then, of course, what happens after that is you then get one of the elders goes mental and gets, he just gets dementia, doesn't he? And he starts a dancing cult and with the ones that can't transform. And
why
then
not?
he makes a ship out of his scrotum. And they all go on that and they dance their way to death. They die. And that's, they go down the river and they die.
The parade is taken over, though, isn't it, by...
Yes. So,
corporate company.
Yeah, theme park takes credit for it and says it's part of their publicity stunt, which then brings in, actually, the kitsune, doesn't it? The fox shapeshifters, because they were part of all that
Now, these are very different, aren't they? Because they live within the human race.
Yeah, and then they're more crafty. They're more on the ball. They know how to look after themselves, whereas the raccoon dogs, the tanuki, don't know how to look after themselves.
And they don't have an animal form. They've got like a fox human form and a human form.
No, because it does sit on top of the shrine.
Oh, does it? Do I miss that? Yeah. Okay, I'll shut up.
They can always change back.
But they seem to be more... They're more immersed within that human world and everything. And they try and do a deal, don't they, to bring the raccoons into the theme park to then continue working, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, so that they can... Well, they have to try and live alongside. But from the ones which they showed, didn't they, transforming into humans, they had to keep their energy levels up, didn't they? Otherwise, they just got dark rings under their eyes like raccoons and then just ended up fainting and turning back. So it was quite hard for them to do that because it's a new thing for them.
Mm-hmm. So the theme park, then they want to pay them money to work for them, which they do a little switcheroo and
yes, they run show away with them, the don't money. They? This amazing transformation scene, and they run away with the money,
which is quite good.
Yeah, I thought it was very clever.
And then sort of all hope is lost.
Yeah,
to them they start feeling, and they have the fight again with the humans. The humans come and start attacking them. In their home.
Yeah, they have a... Yeah, they really try and fight back and they get wiped out. A lot of them get wiped out by the police. And,
but they also try to open them, don't they? They open up
to the to media. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've got them trying to... So you've got that one side. You've got the extremist, that raccoon that got everything broken. And then he was fine. And then he was... Yeah. Got him leading in that whole resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Quite violent. He was always violent throughout the whole thing, wasn't he? And then you got the peace-loving side of it as well, just trying to get publicity through media.
And it's, interesting that they do. They come out to the media and it's all about, and then it's essentially forgotten about.
Yeah.
And life has moved on.
That's what happens all and the time. And it is,
isn't it, with media. Something happens, something amazing happens, it comes up, and then, you're just forgotten about.
Yeah.
And the next issue in life, and all people care about is what they desire and what they need.
Yeah.
As opposed to what the world
needs. And the environment needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the film sort of slowly goes to an end.
Not yet.
Oh, sorry.
You've missed the most important thing.
Go on.
So the remaining raccoons, they stage one final transformation and they make Tama Hills back to how it was for the people to see.
That's right. I can't remember.
That's like the most important thing. It's like the biggest message of the film. Well done, dear. I'm glad you took just scrotums away from this. So they change it back to how it looks. And all the people who moved into Tama Hills and everything, they come out to see it. And it's too late to save the forest and everything. But it does make them realise that they have to look after some of the...
Some.
Yeah.
Some of the environment. They keep a few parks.
They keep a few parks for them, which is still not enough to support the amount of raccoon dogs there are. So you've got them running around, going down sewers, going through bins, getting run over, trying to live. And also the ones that can transform are therefore integrated into society like the Kitsune.
So some, like I say, some become a Sarali man.
Yeah.
Thought of that.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Why? Why would you do that? Just because go be free.
It's to live. Yeah, but they can't. That's just what it's saying. It's like you've got to take this road because we have destroyed their environment.
And then the end, though, obviously they all meet up towards the end.
Yeah, he sees another
a
raccoon dog who
follows him off.
Follows him, and they're all in there having a party. But when they pull back from that, it's a golf course. So, even though they put these things aside, it's still to the benefit of humans.
Yeah.
And it's true then, it's true now, it'll be true in the future. We just destroy everything.
But why? Well, I know why, but it's
because
depressing.
Everything is money.
It's wrong, money. And why are we not learning?
Yeah, yeah. We never learn. We carry on.
Or people
everything.
Do learn, but unfortunately, not the right people because money takes over.
Oh yeah, it's all about money until the people at the top realise that, which they're not because they're still making money more than they'll ever need or use.
It's depressing.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't. It doesn't leave you with a fear. It didn't. I'm trying to explain, because it didn't leave you a feeling of hope, but there was some kind of hope, because he found his friends and was able for that night just to be who he is.
It's a story of real life, though, isn't it?
But like I say, it's a dark story, really, in a lovely wrapping of fun. But when you think about it, it's a horrible thing we're doing to the environment and to the animals within it.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep, like I say, we keep doing it.
Keep killing them, keep losing them.
But it's a very relevant film, which is what I said at the end of it to you, wasn't it? This is still very relevant now.
Even more so.
Yeah.
Well, it's never stopped, has it? But yeah, at the minute, where we are with the fight for the environment and so forth.
Yeah.
Cutting down the rainforest, which is this, but in a even worse way. Mm. It's really sad. But we don't, and we won't listen until it's too late.
Yep. We won't listen to the animals.
Because they can't talk to us.
We don't know that. We don't listen.
We need some talking raccoon dogs.
We do. But it wouldn't matter, would it? Because it still wouldn't listen. Or like you say, it'll be on the media for a day and then it'll be gone again.
Like it'd be on YouTube for a week.
It's a very powerful film.
It is. But
is
it one of your favourites? Is it one you can go back and watch over and over?
No, I don't think it is. I mean, yeah, if it came on the telly, I'd be like, oh, I'll watch that. But it's not, because I haven't owned it for ages. Mm. I mean, it was quite hard to get hold of anyway, but I found it in a shop. But it was always one I was like, oh, I must get that one. And yeah, it's not one I'd go, like Porco Rosso I'd put on all the time. My Neighbor Totoro I'd put on all the time. Ponyo all the time. So it's not one of those ones. Is it because it's so dark? Is it because the message is...
Well, it's narrated, a lot of it. There's not the characters kind of telling the story, is there? That's a different aspect of it. It is a very... It's got a very different message to
It's an important majority. Film. All Studio Ghibli films are important. But this is an important one. I wouldn't say go and show it to all the kids just because of the scrotums. But yeah, it's an important one to watch and know of. It definitely earns its place in your collection, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly. I mean, I watched it, but did I come out of it that bothered? I wouldn't watch it again, okay. I'll be honest, personally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of the best.
Okay, and you're hard to, hard to please. On
full stop.
Studio Ghibli. And I'm trying so hard.
Music was nice, though.
Yes.
Played all the way through. It worked.
Yeah.
Within the movie. No, not that bothered. No?
Okay.
Obviously, there's no tears in it. The cryometer.
Tears? I wonder what you said then.
What do you think I said?
I'm not saying what I thought you said.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine. Worrying.
Okay.
Right.
Right. So, what's our next one?
I'm just looking.
Oh, you prepared?
Oh, we should have watched Porco Rosso before this, actually.
And only
yesterday. We've done badly.
Oh.
We are too behind. So it should be Only Yesterday. We'll have to go back 3 years.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I love Only Yesterday, but I don't think you're going to love it as much as I love it because it's an underrated film.
Okay.
Okay, it's a really underrated film, but it's a beautiful film and it's quite... Yeah, it's you're looking at not middle-aged woman. She's getting on in years. She's not that old. She's probably about 30. Office worker. And she always goes on holiday to a farm where she works. But she replays her own childhood and how she got to where she is through it. And that's beautifully drawn as well in between the other bits. And there's some quite sad things that happen to her. And she finds love on this, but do you know she finds love? And then, oh, it's brilliant.
Okay.
It's one that carries on after the credits. You just have to sit through the credits just to find out what happens, because it kind of just goes and she gets to there and it's like, oh, don't stop there. No, I love Only Yesterday.
As we're recording, even though we're not trying to make this sort of dated recordings, but there is more, two more Ghibli movies now coming out, isn't there?
Yes, well, it'll be next few years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be good.
Which felt like they were going to close down at one point, weren't they?
Shh, don't say anything.
Well, they were.
It's just certain people retire and they come back. And that's fine by me.
So there's two more movies due some point down the line.
Yes, yeah. So you got to watch that. And Porco Rosso is one of my favourites, that's why.
Okay, well, we'll be doing that. Let us know your feelings on Poco.
Yeah.
I nearly said it wrong then. I felt like I was going to say it wrong.
Did you? No, you're fine.
Well, it's because I keep thinking Porco Rosso and it all confuses me. And it's all confusing.
Pompoco, that's the sound of raccoon dogs, or Porco Rosso, red pig.
My issue with, because they are raccoons, dogs.
Raccoon dogs.
I think of raccoons, that's TV show.
No, we'd never think of that. And which we should is weird. Never think of that.
Yeah.
That needs to leave your head now.
But the animation is great.
No.
No. No, it's not.
No.
Right. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll be back.
In a month.
Only yesterday.
Only yesterday. Hi, I'm Nikki. If you like watercolour art, moving comics with relatable characters, then please check out my website, watercolourbynicole.com. We also have some very cute pin badges on there, and take art commissions. Thank you.